Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
In October of 2011, House Speaker Tom Tillis told a group of Republicans in Madison County that he wanted to find a way to divide and conquer people on public assistance by convincing people with a disability to, quote, look down at other people who receive help from the government. Now, 15 months later, Tillis and other Republican legislative leaders are doing their best to not only divide and conquer the poor, but to punish them. The Republican majorities in the House and Senate have voted to slash unemployment benefits for laid-off workers and deny emergency benefits to as many as 170,000 long-term unemployed workers. They have voted to refuse to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, denying health care to more than 500,000 low-income people who cannot afford coverage on their own. Powerful legislators also want to allow payday lenders to prey on the poor with their obscenely high interest rate and high fee loans. This all isn't just politics or a shift in policy priorities. This is an all-out war on the poor. And when it's over, North Carolina may never be the same. And Tillis warned us he would do it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.